Sonia Soich from the Sacramento Business Journal joins us now. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Sonia is the journal's digital editor. We check in with her on Fridays to talk about the week's business news. One of this week's business stories had to do with driverless vehicles.
Yeah. For more than a year, Sacramento has been trying to position itself as a hub for driverless vehicle innovation. Now it appears the city could partner with a Mountain View startup called Phantom Auto in another step toward that goal.
Well, how would this partnership work?
This is all still in the discussion phase, and those discussions focus on a possible research and development program to look at the feasibility of a driverless vehicle service in Sacramento. Now, Phantom Auto specializes in a type of technology that allows remote human operators to control driverless vehicles.
What's the backstory here? How did the city and Phantom Auto connect?
Well, discussions started shortly after the Sacramento Kings announced a bid to host the 2022 or 2023 NBA All-Star Game. And as part of that bid, the Kings want to use driverless vehicles to transport visitors around town. Now, Phantom Auto is responsible for those driverless vehicles in the Kings bid. And as I mentioned, Sacramento has been trying to become a hub for driverless vehicle innovation. It appears Phantom is one of the first, if not the very first, automobile technology company to take the city up on its offer.
Well, any idea when we could actually see driverless vehicles on the streets of Sacramento?
The city and Phantom are still negotiating, and we don't have a specific schedule for a possible partnership to be implemented. But it's worth noting that Phantom would rely on Verizon's local 5G network during the assessment, and its vehicle tests here would likely follow routes where Verizon has the most network coverage and where city officials believe a future driverless car service route would exist.
Where would that route be?
We could see routes near the state capitol and city hall, as well as near Sacramento State. But again, this is all still in the early stages.
There was some pretty big news in El Dorado Hills this week. Looks like a new agreement gives the green light to an apartment project in the El Dorado Hills Town Center.
Yeah, this project has been at the center of a lot of conversations over the past few years. Now its opponents have agreed to drop a lawsuit challenging a 214-unit version of the project approved earlier this year. In exchange, developer A.G. Spanos will drop its development rights to a larger version of the same project.
So why were some people opposed to this project?
Well, it's common to see opposition to these sort of things in El Dorado County and El Dorado Hills in particular, especially since this would be adding a residential component to the El Dorado Hills Town Center.
So does this latest news mean that we could see some construction starting pretty soon?
Sort of. Construction on the market rate apartments is expected to begin in summer 2019, with planned completion in summer 2021.
El Dorado Hills Town Center was in the news this week for another project, too, right?
Yeah, it appears an Italian restaurant called Osteria Moto is filling the town center space previously occupied by Bistro 33, which closed in January. Plans for the concept are still being finalized, but public records suggest this comes from a restaurateur from Southern California.
What else is going on restaurant-wise in Sacramento?
Another big story I reported this week, it appears two more eateries are joining the growing dining lineup in downtown Commons, which of course is the retail area surrounding Golden One Center. One of those eateries is the Pizza Press, a chain from Anaheim that says it has a 1920s Americana newspaper theme. It could open this year. And details about the other possible audition are a little less clear. A leasing brochure lists Moana Restaurant Group among the dining options in downtown Commons. Moana, which is from San Rafael, operates several dining brands, including one in the Sacramento area, Piatti, in the Pavilion Shopping Center. We don't know the brand of this possible Moana restaurant in downtown Commons. A spokeswoman for the restaurant groups confirmed that they are in discussions for a downtown site, but additional details weren't available. So we'll have to stay tuned to hopefully learn more about that one.
Okay, thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.